Hey there, everybody. Welcome to episode 12 of Incensed, a Pokemon Go podcast. I am Masterful27. I am joined by the British boys, the guy who is constantly tap, 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 tapping Casual Coops, the boy who loves an in-game sticker, Pogo Milo UK, and the guy who is best mates with 50 Cent, Ian Waterfall. Guys, how are you all doing today?
Bro, I've got to say, 12 episodes deep, that is my favourite intro so far. So well done, bro, well done.
Change your middle name to Tap Tap.
And he helped, didn't he? Like, PvP Tap Tap.
He needs to change his in-game name, I think. How are you, Mark?
I am counting down the minutes to our bank holiday weekend, which will still be there when this is released. So that's always a bonus, isn't it?
It cannot come quick enough, can it? It really cannot.
It's long overdue, long overdue. Well, guys, before we start, what are we all drinking tonight? I've got a coffee.
I've actually currently got a water, but I am getting a beer brought up to me from my gorgeous girlfriend, so in about 10, 15 minutes, bless her. She's just doing something downstairs. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a long day.
You've got room service.
Yeah, I have tonight, mate. I have.
Is she in a maid outfit, Coops?
So you might see her walk past on the camera. OnlyFans, in every way you do.
And I'm on a Jack and Coke today, but I do have a water for after.
And I've got a mojito.
Ooh. Is that from the bar, Milo? Is that fresh from the bar?
It is. I made an effort.
Do you know whose favourite drink is a mojito?
Not the Trainer
Club. Yeah, the Trainer Club. And that's not a joke. It actually is. That's not a joke. Yeah. For real.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so I just thought that was funny when you said mojito.
You lie, Milo. You lie.
Milo's like, oh, really? I didn't know that. With like the Trainer Club's merch on, like sipping.
Milo's like in the DMs. Billy.
Underneath this top, there is a Trainer Club tank top.
I genuinely want to tweet a picture of Mojito now and tag Milo and the trainer.
Do it.
Excellent stuff, guys. Right, listeners, crack open a cold one as well. Throw down your incense and we will be sending you all that good, shiny and hundo look your way. Guys, Coops in particular.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah? Right?
You just went Coops and I was like, what did I do?
The coins.
Did you actually buy some incense this week?
Get your incenses down, guys. Coops.
I've got one left, though. I've got one left.
Coops, you know you can pretend.
Well, that's fine. Oh, yeah, you okay. Only need one.
We're only on for an hour. Yeah. I've got one on.
He's on.
Good. For those who have some shiny little listening to the podcast, please share your successes on Twitter at Incense Podcast. It just makes it very easy to find it as well. If you use the hashtag, is it hashtag Incense Podcast? I can never remember now. There's so many hashtags and apps going.
It's hashtag for search and at Incense Podcast.
There we go. Well, let's jump into the Pokemon Go goodness. Fact finding. We love this bit, don't we, guys? It started off, it carried on, then it went a bit further.
Yeah.
We were only meant to do this for the first show, wasn't we? Then we just carried it on.
Can I say to the listeners, we have got a few more jigs that we're going to add in, but we're going to get them for next week. So just bear with us.
Yeah, there's some more jingles.
We're building them up ahead of our Christmas release.
We'll do a mixtape. We'll do an album.
Oh, my God.
The whole show will just be jingles soon, won't it?
A bit, oh, welcome. Diddly, diddly.
More jingles than speaking. Well, I'm going to throw a couple of questions your way, guys. You know, let's find out a little bit more about each other. Who is the most famous person you have spoken to? And how did the chance encounter occur? And we're going to start over with you, Coopsie.
To you lot, this is not a celebrity, right? But I'm taking... When I saw this on the show notes, I was like, Coops, I need to answer this, like, at the time when it was, like, the biggest person in my life. So we're actually going back to... God, I can't remember what episode it was. It was back to my Royal Variety performance, right, when I was wearing a thong. We're taking it back to that.
Take that.
Yeah. All jokes aside, going off from last week's episode, I grew up on 50 Cent and the game and N-dubs. I spoke about all that. And anyway, when I was 18 and I did the performance, I was obsessed with N-dubs. Like, obsessed, right? And they were, yeah, sorry, Sue, the Americans are looking on the screen like Coops. We don't know who that is, but they're
cringing.
The Brits are cringing.
Yeah, they're like a huge band from South London. So anyway, so when I did the
It's not just the Americans that are cringing, mate.
That would be Dappy, was it? That ends up.
Marky boy, that is exactly right. It was Dappy, Talisa Fraser. But anyway, I knew that they were performing on the night that I did the Take That backing dancer. And as I came off stage, no joke, we all ran off right there in front of me, next to the stairs for us to go down to the dressing room, was Dappy. And I cannot express to you at the time, he was like, he was like my life. Like he was like the biggest artist, like the biggest celebrity, like my celebrity male crush, everything. And I literally, I tapped him on the two shoulders and I was like, Dappy, I fucking love you. And he was like, mate, I love you too. And I was like, and I literally ran down the stairs and everybody was like, Coops, that was so weird, but it meant a lot to me. So I know to everybody, he's not a celebrity at all. But to me, that was the biggest celebrity I've ever met.
He's like, oh, I love you too. Get this loony out of my face.
Ian, back me up, mate. In 2010, he was a big celebrity.
N-dubs were big. N-dubs were big. And we've got to remember that famous is all relative. What's famous to one person, another person might not give a shit about.
People listening now going, hold on, how is he more famous than Take That? But we move.
To be fair, Gary Barlow would probably trump Dappy, surely.
Like you said, not to me. Not to me.
You, Miley.
I was racking my brains. I'm like drawing a blank.
You're not allowed to say Billy.
No, I haven't met him. That's
I thought you lived
yet.
With him in Miami.
Yet. fucking hell, Coops.
Sorry.
I was about 6 or 7, I think. Nick Park, who's the guy who created Wallace and Gromit, the Aardman animations. He's one of the directors, I believe, for the longest time. He came and did a talk at my school and I was super big, still kind of am big into stop motion animation and claymation sculpture and stuff. Got to talk to him and show him my, at the time, pretty horrific sculptures, but I was like 6 years old. That meant the absolute world to me. I was like, this is my idol, because he went to film school, did his own like project, created Wallace and Gromit, and then got picked up by Aardman Animations. And I was like, I always idolized him as a kid.
Do you mind? Can we just have a jingle just to wake all the listeners up after they fell asleep from that story?
I didn't do that to you.
You want to make it like a
wooga. I'm winding you up tonight, bro. I love you really. You know I
Mr.
do.
I love Dappy, whatever the fuck he's called.
It's your it's night
just
tonight,
a dude, it's just
love.
A dude with his sister, his little cousin. That's all they were, weren't they? Sorry, going back to Coops's.
That just sounds wrong, Mark.
Bristol. That's Bristol, isn't it, Miley?
It is, yeah. Bristol, well, that's where it? I was born. That's where I'm from, Bristol. So it was like, you know, local industry and all that.
I love the Wallace and Gromit, to be fair. I like Wallace and Gromit. Go on, Waterfall.
Mr. Waterfall.
The most famous person I've ever spoken to physically, face to face, actually met is
Sherlock Holmes.
Eddie Stobart.
What is wrong with me tonight? Sorry, guys.
Maybe more famous, maybe not. There was a little sitcom a few years ago called 2 and a Half Men.
I think we're familiar with it.
Are we guys?
Yeah, I mean, I was literally 2 meters away from Charlie Sheen. Unfortunately, I didn't actually get to speak to Charlie Sheen. However, after I was at one of the tapings, I did bump into Chuck Lorre, who is the show's producer. Very famous. Responsible for a lot of fucking awesome sitcoms, and he heard me and my friend he heard the accents and he's like, hey, where are you guys from? We're from England. Oh, you came over here to see the show? Yep. Oh, it was great to have you. And it was a really quick interaction, but fuck me, it was literally,
that's nice.
I met one of the most famous producers in Hollywood.
That's pretty cool.
TV wise, and yeah, it was awesome. And off the back of that, I did get a tweet from John Cryer once as well, who
that's cool.
Also played Alan on 2 and a Half Men.
Wow.
Nice.
Is he the one that every time you watch one of those shows has like the big bit of transcript at the end which flashes up and flashes off and you have to always pause?
It does an end card and it's normally like about
hilarious.
Long.
They're funny, they are.
Yeah. He's a genius. He really is. Yeah. What about you, Mark?
Thank you, Ian. I was like...
The other two fuckers weren't going to say anything, weren't they?
I asked him how he was. We're dishing the responsibility out evenly tonight.
I'm next.
I am well-travelled, as you all know.
And you've never said that before. No.
It's not been mentioned.
Monopolities.
No. I was lucky to grow up in Stratford-upon-Avon as part of my travels. So, living in Stratford...
You didn't meet William Shakespeare, did you?
I was going to say exactly the same thing. I was about to make that comment.
Wait, because I'm looking at you.
No, only just narrowly missed each other. No, but no, I was very lucky. I grew up in Stratford-upon-Avon, obviously the theatre, and a lot of people come to Stratford-upon-Avon and just to socialise. I know people performing at the RSC, the pubs and the places around, you would very, very often bump into famous people.
And Stratford-upon-Avon, beautiful town, absolutely gorgeous town. It's so amazing.
Beautiful town. I'm just going to pick one person because we've all picked one person, but it was something I grew up working in Dixon's, the old electronic retailers.
Yeah. You worked for Dixon's Group?
Worked at Dixon's, yeah. It was my first
job.
So
did I, back in the day. Yes.
Oh, friends, Dixon friends.
Dixon friends.
That sounds OnlyFans video.
Yeah, sorry. As I said, Dick friends, I was like, wait a minute.
Actually, to be fair, I was curious.
Oh, that's awful, Milo. That's awful. But it was the one that was really, truly, my mum was so envious of this one. So I met a few people, you know, blah, 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 blah. Alan Rickman was the most famous person that I actually met. He was, ironically, looking at cameras, as these people do. And I was on the camera count and I was chatting to him for about 10 minutes, showed him a few cameras, never going to buy one because of the VAT and all that. But I could claim back, but he was just really
He'd buy it from nice. The tax free at the airport.
Yeah, they came back, can't they? But he was such a genuinely nice guy. And he was performing at the RSC over that 3 weeks, I think it was. He was over there. But anyway, we were just chatting around and my mum had a crush on Alan Rickman. Whenever I watched the Die Hard films and every Christmas, he's there.
You know what, Mark? Whenever I hear the name Alan Rickman, I cannot forget about Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, and that immortal line, I'm going to rip his heart out with a spoon.
He's just so evil, isn't he? You know, it's just the characters he played.
He was amazing. He really was.
He was.
And Die Hard, like you say, Die Hard. Absolutely amazing as Hans Gruber.
You okay? Yeah, you awesome. Okay, Ian? Do you want a moment? Are you okay? Are you okay?
Die Hard, favourite film.
No, I know.
Great film. Well, and that leads in quite neatly into the second question. So this one will probably be a little bit quicker than the first one. What is the first film you saw at the cinema? Badum. Do you like that? Was a good lead, wasn't it?
I did wonder where that almost question came from.
Me? Deliberate? Never.
No. So Mark's was Galaxy Quest with Alan Rickman.
The full circle. Love it. Go on, guys. Don't be shy.
Yeah, sorry. No, when I saw this, I was like, Coops, think. And I thought about it for ages. On my mother's life, I cannot remember the first film. I can't even remember the first time I went to the cinema. Like,
what's the first film you can remember then?
Well, I remember growing up, I was a big fan, but it's what, I don't think it was at the cinema though. It was A Bug's Life. Like, I used to love A Bug's Life. Like, I used to just,
that was at the cinema.
Yeah, it might have been, mate. I've tried, Mark, and I'm like, Coops, think what was the first film you saw, the first cinema trip? I mean, I remember as well going to see Star Wars was a really early experience as
that
well.
That wasn't Star Wars, it was one of the prequels, surely, with your age.
Yeah, well, oh, that was a nice joke calling me young, but yeah. Milo and Ian, you got to help me out here. You got to be interesting because I cannot remember, and I'm not even going to lie, I cannot remember for the life.
It
of
is
me.
A weird question because yeah, I'm sort of like racking my brains, honestly, as well. I'm like, I genuinely don't really remember when I first went to the cinema. I guess mate, the first one I properly remember was like a mate's birthday party, and he was like, you know, it's a December birthday. We went to go and see the Polar Express when we were like, I can't remember when that film came out. Even was it like 7 or something? I don't remember.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been young though. You wouldn't have been young.
No, but I don't remember any other films beyond that. See, like, your mind's a blank. Yeah. Like, certainly for me, it sounds like you're the same, Coops. You just don't remember beyond a certain age.
Generational thing, isn't it? You know, I think we
in our day.
Like, come on then, Ian, what did you go and see in the 17th century?
Well, it took me a long time, but the earliest film I remember seeing at the cinema,
Charlie Chaplin,
was, I would have been about five.
Sorry.
The earliest film I remember seeing at the cinema, and I was very young, and I had to Google it, because I don't think it was actually that famous a film, but it's one that sort of always sticks in my mind that I saw in the cinema as a kid, because they had the people that came around with the ice creams and so forth back in the day. You don't get that these days in the UK cinemas, but
no, you don't.
But it was a Robin Williams film called Popeye.
I've heard of it,
Also starred Robin Williams and Shelley Duvall. It wasn't particularly brilliant. It didn't do particularly well, but I always remember as a kid, I love Popeye, and I remember my mum taking me to the cinema to see that.
Nice.
Cool
nice.
Stuff.
And Mark, what about you?
There we go.
The first time I remember at the cinema was Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, wow, in 1989.
89, so, Ghostbusters 2. I was 10 when it came out. And that's the first time I remember. Loved it. Yeah, I was too young for Ghostbusters, but I remember watching Ghostbusters when it on V8. On Betamax, flipping heck, I'm showing
Betamax.
My age.
Betamax, wow, you had a Betamax, time,
wow. So did I, actually, back
in the day. But Ghostbusters 2 was mine, so absolutely love that.
I like that film. It got panned, but I did like that film.
Yeah, I
can't wait for Ghostbusters Afterlife that comes out this year.
Oh, have you seen some of the clips? It looks really cool. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Ah, well, these films hold there. It was just a great film, wasn't it? You know, like you're right, Ghostbusters was iconic, wasn't it? Ghostbusters 2.
The original Ghostbusters you can still watch to this day, and it still holds up, doesn't it?
It's always hard to follow a good movie with a sequel, and very few films actually managed to do it successfully. Ghostbusters 2 just got a little bit less rep, but it's still a great film.
I liked it. I mean, yeah. Bill Murray, I mean, it's got everyone, hasn't it? You've got Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Sigourney Weaver. I mean,
best
wow.
sequel, that's a question, isn't it? Well, if anyone listens to the podcast, tweet us, Incest Podcast, the best sequel to a film.
No, Empire Strikes Back. Simple. Empire Strikes Back.
I was going to Terminator 2.
Terminator 2, yeah.
That's a classic.
That's good, but the Empire Strikes Back, sorry.
So I've just had an incense fucklet come up on my thing. I need that for the research. So that's
I have as well, actually.
Right, guys, so we're going to jump into... We started this a couple of weeks ago, and it actually sort of built up for there. We're going to do some flexing up, so it's the Flex It Up game.
I will dub in your vocals.
Flex it up, flex it up. I can't wait. Before we start this, we've asked some of our lovely Patreon members to pick some random numbers out to try and make it less fixed, Mr. Waterfall.
It was not fixed last week.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I don't think you're going to win this one, Milo. A Wayfarer.
I thought you was going to win that one, Mark, if I'm honest.
I've actually got the badge now, by the way.
Yeah. So we're going to go into the Flex It Up game, but we're given some of the news that broke this week. I couldn't miss the opportunity. So go into your Pokemon Go games, and we're going to look at who has got, including the family, not that it's a big family, Shiny Swablu, or Swablu, my pronunciation.
Why have you picked that one, Mark?
It's a crazy one.
Boilers for later.
For later.
Trainers, we are excited to announce.
Who's going first?
So... Coops, why don't you go first?
Yeah, so this is, I actually thought I had a few more than this. I've actually got five, but knowing me, I probably had eight and transferred a few. So I've got five.
Dudes, I've got six.
Oh, okay. Ian?
Seven.
Mark, you've got eight. Come on, Mark, have eight. Finish the pattern, come on.
I just want to say it just to upset Ian, but I can't. I've got five.
Ian, damn it.
Ian fixed it. By proxy.
You guys might take the piss out of me, but I'm actually not too bad at this game.
I need to start playing 3 minutes a day. God damn it. I mean,
Ash, okay, can I interject, Mark? What's your best IV, Shiny Swablu or Altaria? Come on.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to look now. Someone sing when I look.
Well, I'm guessing,
just cut it out.
I'm guessing
80% is my best.
Oh, wow, I actually think I'm going to win this. Go on, Milo.
I've got a Troll Hundo 93%er.
Oh, okay. Mate, I've got a Shiny Swablu 15, 15, 13. Is that a 96?
That's 96. You beat
96.
Me, mate.
Yeah.
96, nice. Perfect for that.
87's my best.
You're out one time.
Yeah. Coops.
Look at me.
Perfect,
bloody
perfect
hell.
For that shitty Mega.
Yeah.
It's a good looking Mega, isn't it?
It's cool.
It's
it's all looks and no trousers.
Looks and no trousers.
But who actually cares about Megas, let's be honest?
Not me.
Milo. Well, Milo's the only one.
I'm a raider.
A quarter of the quartet, would we say Milo?
Gives a fuck. Gives a fucklet.
Right, so the next one, get into your badges.
Wayfarer.
Get into your badges. XL Magikarp.
Ooh.
Hey, that's ooh. A cool one.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Okay, I'll go first because I've got mine up. I have 426.
426. Okey-do.
All right, Milo, trainer club.
I've got 839.
Oh, for God's sake. What's the point of even participating in these games?
Come on, Coops, how much have you got?
Just under 12? Six. No, I've got just under 600. I've got like 590.
Actually, you're doing pretty solidly.
That's not bad. Yeah.
You're doing really solidly.
Mark, did you beat 800 and whatever the bloody hell you got?
39.
No, I fucking didn't. Yeah. 363. So you can tell this is definitely not fixed.
Yeah, definitely not.
So Milo...
We've got some good numbers coming in from the patrons as well, actually.
Yeah,
we've got some good numbers coming in there.
JB's with 122. Magikarp XL, yes, Paul, at 35. There we go. I feel a bit better now. Thanks for that. That's good. So after two rounds, Ian's got one and Milo's got one. So this is the third round. It could be someone else tying or one of you pulling away.
Okay, so just so we know, are we cutting out the round of me getting the shiny IV? Yeah, okay, cool. Fine.
No, we'll keep that in. I introduced it.
I will leave that, yeah.
You leave it in, yeah. Right.
Result?
Oh, yeah, sorry, Coops.
Yeah, no, just check. It's all right. Don't worry about
me. It's
0.75. It's a real decrease.
Yeah.
Right. XS or Tiny Rattata or Rattata's youngster badge in the...
Rattata, that sounds very posh. Rattata.
I'm
going to go first.
Yeah. I've lost this one.
Oh, you say that, Mr. Waterfall. You say that. I'm going to start with 343.
Oh, okay. I might... Ian...
322.
Oh my god. I've got 484.
Milo's got 2,000.
I've got 662.
Oh, for God's sake! We're not playing anymore. We're not playing.
Yeah, but come on. I think actually you should... Okay, we won't do it on the podcast because it'll take too freaking long, but you could work out your percentage to your total catches, because I've caught a lot more Pokemon than all of you, so it's only kind of logical.
And also, do you use a gotcha? Because
yes,
Milo
uses
gotchas
a lot.
I know Milo does Dewcoups. I don't.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever owned one. I think I did like 2 years ago, but it broke after like 4 days, and I never tried to
buy one.
Yeah. Tish has got 77, so another one of our patrons. So again, thank you, Tish, for making me feel a bit better. I beat in on that round, so I can live with that. So that's good. So Milo wins the Flex It Up game this week.
What a triumph.
Well done, Milo.
Well done, Milo.
Well done, Milo.
Done.
And also, Milo, well done on your Wayfarer badge, finally getting it.
Yeah. How many nominations have I, or how many agreements is what it's actually called? I've got 14 out of 50.
That's bloody good going in a week, mate. Well done.
I know my shit.
Pazing.
Because of the last week's episode.
Yeah, sorry about that. Anyone who did listen to that and actually listened to all of it, Milo did a fantastic
job. It was quite
job
informative, Mark. Yeah, it was quite informative.
Not sound so boring, but thank you for that, Milo. So we're going to skirt over this bit because we don't need to talk too much about
skirt,
what's feeding
skirt.
The polls.
Can we have a skirt, skirt sound effect there, please, Milo?
I'll dub that in.
Yeah.
Sustainability week then, guys. So we just touched on how it started last week. How did you guys do? You know, should we start with the obvious, Shiny Trubbish? How did we all do after seeing Fleece King's efforts? I don't know if anyone saw that on Twitter. A Fleece King checked over, was it 2,000 or was it more than that? Trubbish, and did not get one shiny.
Shiny Trubbish doesn't exist, that's all I'm going to say. Sorry.
Well, I got two.
No, it doesn't exist. You're lying.
I got two.
Yeah, it was a bad event. Bad event for me as well, Ian, mate. Bad one for me.
Sorry, I think I stole all the shiny. Like, I think I got 12 shinies out of it.
To be fair, though, bruv, you do play all day, every day.
I'm sure I played it a lot. Yeah, I played the event a lot.
Yeah, you're too busy being the trainer club,
mate.
Yeah,
exactly. Ashley, the Brandon Tan of the UK.
Ooh, see, everyone just went quiet then. Everyone was just like...
Insert cricket sound.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to insert them, Milo. We're looking at you. You have to insert them.
Only too happy to.
If he doesn't, I will in the post.
Yeah, Ian has the pass and he'll put them in instead.
Paul got one. JB didn't get one. Well, I got two. So I was very happy with my two
shiny
trumpets.
You got yours in one day, didn't you?
Two in a day.
Two in a day.
Two in a day. Within
and
about...
You know what? It's rigged, isn't it? I was out grinding all weekend.
Yeah, there's rainy, shiny cast forms. It was rigged, wasn't it, Mr. Waterfall? Bloody hell.
Because Mark and I are always talking with Niantic, aren't we?
Yeah. Always.
On their books. Wish. Love it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, they came really close together. I think I got them both within about 20 checks in the end. It was Kel's motivation.
They should always come together, Mark.
Kel had about four, didn't you? Or was it Andrew had four? I can't remember. But yeah, there was big numbers on the first day. And I was a bit like, yeah, we've got some hard stuff here. Then Sue popped one on Twitter. Then Twitter seemed like everyone seemed to have one on Twitter. And I was going, hold on here, I'm missing out here. And then Sue came really quickly. But no, I think it was a good event.
It is so weird though, isn't it? I don't want to get deep, but how like addictive like gambling and like it really is. Because like that RNG, that random number generator, what the game's based off is mad. Like you said, Mark, like I saw some people like I checked 4,000 and I'm thinking, bruv, like whereas you could check 12 and get four. Like that RNG is, like, you can see how people get addicted to gambling, like how we are addicted to this game. It's nuts. It's nuts.
Absolutely. And we gauge events by how many shinies we get. So if we had a good shiny event, fucking brilliant event.
Yeah.
Coops, you and I, nothing. So we're like, oh, yeah, it was a bit shit.
It's just mad. Like,
Mark,
what did you say? 2,000, bro. Like, that's
crazy. It was mental.
That's mad.
I mean, but fair play to Fleece King. You know, he just played down. You know, RNG wasn't on my side this time around. Yeah. Just got some epic.
You've
epic
got to brush
off, haven't
you? You can't hold a grudge.
Yeah.
No. Well, that's all the good stuff done. Now, we're going to get into the really good stuff now.
And this is actually really good stuff. Like,
this is really good.
This is going to be like 10 minutes, listeners. Enjoy this. We're actually not going to slag off Niantic. We're going to hype
this up. This is high quality content coming at you.
This is the proper shit.
This is the shit, isn't it? This is the shit.
Milo, no hashtag FUN.
No.
I can't put it in this segment. I'll put it in.
This week, Niantic dropped potentially the biggest news in Pokemon Go for the year, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
We are talking GoFest 2021.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Get in there.
We got the dates.
Don't get too excited, guys. You all seem very... Well, look at you guys. Look at
it
you.
It wasn't the best... Go on, Coops.
No, I was going to say, I apologise. I thought... Sorry, I thought we were now going to talk about May, which I'm actually genuinely quite hyped for. But
I thought Mark was taking a piss and talking about Swablu Community
Day.
Well,
yeah, I wasn't. I'll be honest, I wasn't really sure what was happening. But when he said GoFest, I'm thinking, bro, I was hyped until I clicked on the link of the Twitter and saw on the poster there's fucking Scyther, Pikachu, and Marill. So I apologise.
It's the worst poster ever.
So I apologise.
Uninspiring poster. Yeah,
I don't think it's the proper.
That's not the final one. It can't be the final one.
I'm just saying, I'm not hyped about GoFest at all. But I apologise, bro. I thought you were talking about May, which I am genuinely hyped for, so I apologise.
It does show notes for what reason?
I was premature, mate. Not the first time, either.
Saturday, July.
I've heard that.
And Sunday, July the 18th, the dates. That's all we know at the moment. We know it's an uninspiring poster, but that doesn't matter.
To say the least, yes, it is.
Bro, like, guys, like, when I saw the poster, please say we all just cracked up laughing. Like, when I saw the Pikachu, I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. I was like, again? I was like, I get it.
I did a double take. It's like, oh, fucking hell. I need more Scyther.
Yeah. And then I saw the chess pin and I got a little bit hyped. And then I was like, well, it's pointless because 4 months after it's going to have a community day anyway.
They released Wubat, a chess pin as a
Wubat
shiny.
Wubat was on there as well. I don't know. I went looking, I searched in the background, zooming in and going, there's nothing here. There's nothing fucking there.
So the only hint in that poster is the little music notes on the GoFest logo. Mm-hmm. That is the only hint I could see on the poster.
What I wanted to talk, and the reason I mentioned this was, okay, there's very little, if anything, to go off here. But I don't think there's any harm in getting those sort of thought-provoking conversation about it. What do we want from it? You know, if we could all have one thing from GoFest 2021, what would that be? You know?
I know what I want from GoFest 2021. The four of us, London, doing it together.
That was a good answer. That was cute. That was cute.
That is cute.
I thought you were going to say something shit like a shiny tentacle. Or
shiny tentacle.
Bro, do you know what, Mark? Yeah, I'll answer this. And I know we bantered about the poster. I've loved all GoFests. I look forward to them so much. All the GoFests I've done abroad, all the ones that we've had to do, you know, blessed because of COVID. I've loved every single one of them. And all I hope is that this is exactly the same. A little bit of nice research with some, you know, rare stuff. It'll be nice to see, you know, potential Axew or you know, something like that in one of the researches.
Or
instead of bloody fungus. I hope it's moved on. I hope from the poster, it's not fucking Scyther and Tentacle. And I just hope it's the same as a GoFest, but actually moved on, you know, like, so we can actually have better stuff as the game evolves. That's all I hope for.
I think they will. My only thinking is that there were five Pokemon on the poster for this one, and there were five different biome habitats for 2020. So there was fire, water, grass, battle, and friendship.
So going back to my point, I hope it's moved on and it's not like that.
Well, I really like that thing, but I think that they're going to tie in, aren't they? They've 2021, they're very big on these collection challenges. They're going to have collection challenges. If they break it down into hourly segments, they're going to have a collection challenge per biome, aren't they? Yeah, definitely, for sure. I guarantee you, because remember, GoFest 2020, they had two different legendary cycles for the different days. So day one was Groudon and Kyogre. Day two was both forms of Giratina, Dialga and Palkia. There's going to be a raid collection challenge. Pretty bloody sure of that. We will probably get...
It'll be the theory
I'm
that
sorry,
incarnate forms.
I'm just in the flow here. Look, we're going to get
the
legendary beasts from Gen 2 in the research. So 10-10-10 base stats like last year's legendary birds for day two with Team Rocket. Possibly Shadow Lugia from Giovanni, I'm thinking.
I'm predicting we're going to see NPCs again, like the trainer avatars we had for Kanto Day, but hopefully it'll be done
better.
Dude,
No. I never want to see those fucking things ever again.
They were the worst.
Yeah.
They didn't need to be, though. They were just implemented badly.
Yeah. No, I like the idea of them. I think it just was too powerful, wasn't it, when it all just hit you in
The fact that there's one at every fucking Pokestop.
If they weren't so
frequent
and they gave you something, like they gave you an item or a Pokemon encounter or something, that would have been pretty useful. But they weren't even like Team Rockets. Team Rockets, you get a Shadow Pokemon, also a Mystery Component. Those NPC for Kanto Tour, you got fuck all from them.
Guys, let's be honest, right? Imagine if we all enter and this time one of us got in the game. We'd be even more fucked off if we saw Koops on every bloody Pokestop, wouldn't we?
What?
He'd have Bunnelby, though, wouldn't he?
Oh,
little pose.
Favorite Pokemon.
Yeah. There I am. Hey boys. Legendary pose. You'll never be legend like me. Pose.
But just think, it could be worse. We could see Masterful 27 at a Pokestop with Ducklet.
Just as you said that. Look at it.
He's got a booklet.
Yeah, they could have released the shiny. Bloody hell. No, I'm joking. But all I will say, and I think you lot will agree, the ball situation was freaking amazing. They gave us so many balls, and I love that. So if there's anything I want to keep, is the balls, man. We want more balls. Give us more balls. We want more balls than
seriously,
anything.
I finished the canter with more balls than I started.
Yes, same. Never had that for any event.
It's amazing,
ever.
Though. It's fantastic. We need balls to play the bloody game, so I'm glad they learned their lesson with
it. Bring back the balls.
Bring back the balls. I want to go back to what Ian said a bit earlier about the musical note on the shield icon for the Go Fest. It's Milouetta, I think it's called. It's
the
Gen
6
mythical. Two forms. Two different forms. There's one that's called Pirouette and something else. They have a musical note sort of style thing on their head. So I'm pretty sure that's what we're going to get. Brand new mythical. We got Victini last year, which was a Gen 5 mythical. Probably going to get that. Unless they turn it massively around and go shiny Jirachi. That was honestly my first thought because of the musical note and how Jirachi has awoken from its slumber. Remember 2019 where they had all the different Pokemon in the research?
I was in Chicago. It was.
Jigglypuff, Bronzong, Chimecho, all doing bits of music or whatever to wake it up.
That was it. Yeah, yeah.
Shiny Jirachi, I wouldn't be mad with. I think that would be pretty cool. I don't mind either of those options. I've got to be honest.
I can't see them releasing Shiny Jirachi, though. I think that'll come as a quest later.
Yeah, I agree with Ian, only because the Shiny Mew thing is still really
recent. They'll release a new mythical. Yeah.
Well, they'll do it really uninspiring way, won't they? It'll be Shiny Jirachi, and you have to, like, catch 25 Fungus and, like, maybe evolve, 50 flipping Whispers or whatever they're bloody called.
Yeah, possibly.
Bro, do you know what's funny? Like, I know we're taking the piss, but they would actually do that. Like, that's what makes it even funnier.
You can just imagine them all sat around the boardroom table thinking of ideas.
You know, what I hope for, like you said, Dean, you know, I think it's going to be a bit too soon for us all to be doing it together, which is a shame, but... You know, a bit of confetti wouldn't go amiss. I missed that on the...
they forgot to put it in.
Yeah, the green confetti.
Did they forget to put it in?
Yeah, it wasn't in the gate. It wasn't in at all.
Oh, I didn't play it. Oh,
did
my
you
God.
Not see? Because Mark put the tweet out on the Incense podcast. Oh, and then when he put it out, fuck, yeah, there was supposed to be green confetti all day.
Joke. No, I didn't play. I was with Charlotte. That's funny as hell. Damn, that's funny.
But I just want, like you said, Milo, I like your thought on that. And I think that's got some legs to it. It'd be nice to have a new mythical for it. You know, my gut feeling is that it's going to be Kanto part whatever as part of it as well. We'll be having Spearows and...
I won't complain at Spearow. I still need it.
Good shout. Good point.
No repeat community days, please. Don't put Swablu in there, for example.
Oh, Swablu.
It was a spawn last year.
Well, the good thing is we've got dates in the diary now, so I think the next exciting bit will be when those, if it's ticketed, how that looks. Are they gonna, you know, I just don't know what it's gonna look like, but I'm sure over the next few weeks we're gonna see bits more to add to it. But that's pretty cool. We're gonna move on to the bit that we do have some concrete information on, and I'm just gonna hand this straight over to Milo. This is the big news piece. Well, it was the big news piece until the Go Fest dates were announced. But Milo, over to you. Talk to us about the Luminous Legends X.
Ooh. Yes, now it's the news. The Luminous Legends X event is going to be the first part of May. And the beautiful thing, the Niantic have actually listened. I'm not going to say hashtag fun with this. They've listened to our complaints about two shorter events and too many events over 1 month. May is broken down into two halves, which is really, really nice to see. So the first half starts
finally,
on
some common sense.
Star Wars Day. May the 4th at 10 a.m. and it runs through until May the 17th at 8 p.m. your local time. This is the Luminous Legends X event. The legendary that will join for the raids is going to be Xerneas, brand
it's
new Gen
time.
6.
Something new.
It's the fairy type legendary. Unfortunately, two things. It doesn't get a full type fairy moveset and they've nerfed its stats before it's even been in the game. So it's actually... useless.
No. Can I? Sorry. God, this is. I've just got my beard.
I think Coops are going to say what I was about to say. Go on, Coops.
No, I'm just going to say, like, protecting them here. Don't they nerf every legendary before it enters the gap? No, they don't.
They don't. Some legendaries get a nerf.
Ian's like looking down. Like, okay, I wasn't going to say that.
I can understand.
I was going to say something similar. You can't really you can't officially nerf something before it's released in game.
Yeah. Well, you can because if you put the stats into the code and then you change it. if it's already
It's not released, is it?
It was already visible in the code. That's the thing. They already interjected it. I think that's what everybody sort of goes off. It's already been put into the game code, and then they change it at a later date.
I get both points. I am.
If they hadn't nerfed it, it would have gone over 5,000 CP.
Oh man, that would have been. Epic.
It would have been nuts.
So dope, bro.
So I can.
And that's what we want, man. That's what we want, especially the Raiders. That's what we want. Like, that's, we want it to just
check me out defending Niantic.
Yeah, and me, Ian, and me,
and you. To be fair,
Milo, yeah. I'm going to get on your side of the seesaw here, mate. Fuck them. Right, let's balance this out.
To be honest, like I can half see it and half not see it. It's logical, but I'm a bit annoyed by it. It's like, come on, like it doesn't get a very good moveset anyway. We're going to quickly move it on to
we want more. This is lit.
Three new Pokemon will be joining during this. It's 13 days actually, this event, I believe. Spiritz, Swirlix, and Goomy. And the good one to look at therefore is Goomy, which evolves into Goodra.
That sounds like something you and Coops do on your OnlyFans.
Yeah, I think we've got a video titled it, haven't we? It's the Gen 6 Dragon type.
Wow.
Pseudo-legendary of that generation, which is pretty cool. So they'll be joining into the wild spawns, along with other Dragon and Fairy-type Pokemon, which we'll come back to. There's a Dragon and Fairy-type theme for the month of May. So Pokemon like
Dragon Badge.
Yeah, anybody looking for the... Dragon for MewQuest.
A Dragon for the MewQuest.
So Dratini, Ralts, Bagon, Cottonee. And I've seen Gible mentioned as well. If you're extremely lucky, you might find a Goomy in the wild. A new item has been announced. A new type of lure. The Rainy Lure module is coming to Pokemon Go, which is going to attract Bug, Water, and Electric type.
If it works.
I think the lures are fixed now. The Rainy Lure module is going to be needed to evolve Goomy, or it's Siglu, whatever the freaking hell it's called.
Siglu.
Into Goodra. It's like Magnezone. You need the lure to evolve it, unless it's rainy weather. They've actually tied evolution into rainy weather now.
Oh, that's brilliant. Have they?
They needed apparently to tie it into the weather system. And yeah, I mean, we're perfectly placed in the UK. Yeah.
Yeah, if it's rainy weather in the game, you don't need a rainy lure to evolve Goodra, which I think is a brilliant addition, to be
this
honest.
I'm saying, like, this whole thing, like, the game has needed this for a while now. It's like I said, get those Landorus fucking Tornadus things out of here. I don't want to see one for another year, honestly.
They're fucking off soon.
But that's what I'm
just
saying.
Just another month for the half coops to go.
is it really?
It's about 30 days, whatever it is.
30? I thought. Isn't it the 4th of May?
No, 4th of May. Yeah. We're only here for about another
Star Wars
5 days.
Yeah.
I thought they were still there for Season of Legends.
Sorry,
this is the final.
This is
the Season of Legends. Yeah. There's going to be specific raid bosses focusing around Dragon and Fairy-type Pokemon, like Galarian Ponytar, Alolan Exeggutor, and a few others. Research tasks will include Galarian Ponytar and Gible. XL Candy Gible. Yes, please.
This event is so hype, bro.
Spiritz and Swirlix are also in the research quests as well, which is lovely. There are going to be event-exclusive AR mapping tasks for Galarian Ponytar. So make sure you scan your stops correctly so they don't get removed.
Don't spread rumours.
That's not a thing.
It's not a thing, is it?
Let me tell you, Ken from Lured Up would be disappointed with that comment.
Well, this shows how much I do the AR mapping shit.
Yeah. No, they don't. I'll just cut that out. No, you're fine, because it lets people know that scanning incorrectly does not make Pokestops removed. It's important.
Just clarifying that. It doesn't impact.
No.
Milo, if it did, trust me, I'd be at your house scanning them all incorrectly so they remove all your stops.
I'll be battering you with a shovel, mate.
Just for you, I'll be like, oh, you don't want to send me gifts? Take this, motherfucker.
I wake up and all my stops are gone. I don't know why.
I think Milo actually did send a gift out this week.
I've been trying a little bit more. Anyway, getting back to it, during this Luminous Legends X event, you will be able to evolve Dragonite and Salamence with their Community Day exclusive moves, which is great for Salamence. Needs Outrage to make it top tier. Dragonite, you can kind of just let that slide. But there is also a global challenge.
Yay.
We've got to catch 500 million Fairy-type Pokemon, which sounds like a lot, and it's because it is. That collection challenge is running. It's only 8 days. It's from the 1st of May through to the 9th of May. But the rewards are pretty insane. So the first stage of reward will be 3x catch XP bonus for the rest of the event. Second tier, Pancham, the panda Pokemon.
Bro,
I believe
it
it's a dark
lit
type.
It's a really
cool looking Pokemon. Yeah, so that will be unlocked and appearing in raids. So it'll become a tier one raid boss Finally, if we complete this global challenge, we will unlock Shiny Galarian Ponyta.
Right, lip.
What?
Absolutely awesome. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Seriously.
And this ties in really nicely because for the month of May, Galarian Ponyta is May's research breakthrough. And it's also in research, the AR mapping tasks, it's in and in raids as well. So Galarian Ponyta being shiny release would be pretty insane. So let's get that global challenge done when it's released.
Yeah. All right, Billy. We need to kick ass on that.
Milo, I apologise. Real quick, bruv. Did you know as well that you can just use an ordinary charge TM to get outrage on Salamence? You don't need to evolve them. Did you say that?
Oh, I didn't mention that.
You don't have to use an elite TM. That is so hype. Like, if you've got a Salamence, you don't need to use an elite TM, just an ordinary charge TM. I thought that was so sick.
Yes, yeah, you were right. I missed that out. So that's a good point from Coops there, picking up on where I failed to mention. Thanks, dude. That's basically it for the Luminous Legends X event. The Luminous Legends Y event will follow on for the rest of May, which will bring in Yveltal or something, which is a dark flying type legendary, and it looks so cool. It looks so cool. That would be exciting. But that's May, I think, looks awesome. Yeah.
That's gonna be May.
This is why I asked you to do this.
It's looking good. It's looking good.
Milo, you were the perfect person for that because I would have not been able to pronounce half of them. So
I've probably botched them anyway, to be fair.
No. I can't pronounce what was it? Illumise, correct? So you've done very well, mate.
I say Illumise.
I was gonna say Mark still fucked it up.
I'm sorry, Ian. You're gonna have to follow that. Do you want to just touch on another part of May, the spotlight hours, though?
Yes, my favourite mini event. Yeah, so for the spotlight 15 minutes through May, we have on Star Wars Day, Cottonee will be the featured Pokemon, and that will give you twice the candy for catching Pokemon. May 11th, Dratini, nice little Dratini.
That's good.
That will dragon really badge. Help people that are looking for the dragon badge and the dragon
XL new candy.
Exactly. And twice the candy for transferring. So stock up before that night.
Before Com Day too.
Transfer. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. May 18th will give us Alolan Rattata. And that will give us twice XP for evolving. And finally, May 25th. Like we didn't have enough of it with the special event last year, Marill will be in the spotlight, and that will give you twice Stardust for catching Pokemon.
And Hexel Candy for PvP, that's all I'm going to say. That's it.
He had to get it in.
I was hoping we'd go an episode without mentioning those three. He just slipped it in like that.
Well, never going to happen, is it? Let's face it.
No, with what's coming up next in the podcast, those unsacred words will be appearing.
Yeah, they will. But Kells makes a great point as well for the patrons. Double catch candy, great for a Meltan box, isn't it? Let's be honest.
That is so very true.
Got it. We might as well take advantage of it. The Dratini one is actually pretty good. I just missed it, and I've just realised I could get really close to platinum on Dragon after that one.
It's great for the Dragon type medal if anybody's still doing it. And
I still need my platinum Dragon type.
Like most
medal,
people,
yeah.
Milo. Yeah. Like most people.
Oh, yeah, sorry, dude. But it's also really good because I like that a previous Community Day Pokemon gets like a spotlight hour 2 years later. Like Swinup had one late in 2020, which was pretty sweet with the XL candy bonus on there. That's great. Definitely going to be grinding it. Got a 93% Shadow Dragonite that needs maxing.
And, you know, looking at it objectively, Dratini...
He just moved on from that.
I'm going back. Dratini is a good choice. And Marill, again, like Coop said, it is a PvP useful Pokemon, if I've got to admit that. So, is it...
It's going to be featured in GoFest, too.
Sorry, I'm just really... Ian, sorry, I'm just a bit shocked at you then. I'm really proud of you. You've taken a step forward. Well done, mate. Well done.
That's
well
unreal,
done.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that was like... But as you were saying it, I was like, wait, is he talking about GBA in a really
positive
way?
I didn't want to say it. I kind of had to say it through grief.
His battery's died because he said
words. Get his picture up. Where's his picture?
His battery gave up.
I've retired, bye.
Ryan had the great news. Ian had what looked like... Not that great a news, but Coops has got the fucking really shit news. I'm sorry.
It's Coops. So good.
May's Community Day, Coops. Go on.
Yeah, first of all, I know that Sue's looking at me because the last time I made this announcement, I did the date wrong. So I'm going to start this off. I'm going to start this off and I'm going to get this right. So we have the next Community Day, which, by the way, is Swablu, but we'll talk about it in a second. It's
on July 24th.
Milo, stop it. Are you ready? It is on Saturday, the 15th of May, 2021 from 11 till 5. Did I do it?
Well done.
Well done, mate. Yeah.
To be fair, you weren't only at fault. I missed it in the edit. Ian missed it in the proof. So
it's absolutely fine. See, this is why we have amazing Patreon members.
That's why Sue's a lawyer. Attention to detail. Yeah, we're not.
Yeah. So listen, I'm looking at all this and I could sort of, what is the actual point? It's the exact same as any other community day, but it's Swablu. So can we actually talk about that? It's Swablu. It's the same as everything else, increased more frequently in the wild, all that crap. Let's just talk about
Sorry, anybody's Swablu. Interested is quarter hatch egg distance.
No, rubbish.
The shittest bonus.
No one cares about that. No one cares.
They needed to give us a good bonus to make this worthwhile. I mean, I know you'll be at Milo grinding because...
I'm not. Genuinely, I'm going to get my gotcha and my hoverboard.
Back to the future there, Milo. Mm-hmm. I like that, my hoverboard.
why is no one... Guys, Swablu, talk to me. This is Swablu community.
It's fucking
day. Stupid. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
I saw it pop whenever it was like leaked.
It was data mine, wasn't it? The data mine. Two or three days ago.
3 days ago.
Tuesday, yeah.
And Niantic have had all 3 days looking at 99.5% negative feedback on social media about it and gone, oh, let's do it anyway.
Bro, listen, here's where I'm at, yeah? When I found out about it, I can't lie, like, I really do look forward to community days. I genuinely do. And I put a tweet and I said, call me immature, call me childish, call me grumpy, call me out for moaning, I don't care. But Swablu is a fucking shit community day.
And what do you say, Coops? Everybody agreed with you, both of them.
Yeah.
All two people,
yeah, everybody cares.
But it's and here's the thing, yeah. This is what I struggle with the most. Sorry, Mark. I just want to just express how I feel about this. I understand about the move. I understand about the mega evolution. I understand if it got this, if it got that. I understand all of that. But that's not the point. We're talking about a community day, Mon. It's shit. I don't give a shit if it got Earthquake or not. I'm talking about the way that it was introduced into the game, the shiny was introduced to the game, how many events it's been in, how many GoFests it's been in. It's not about the move. I'm not talking about the move. And
it was one of the earliest shinies released.
And that's what I'm saying. And for a billion-dollar company, I understand people going on about the moves. Trust me, and PvP is huge now. I get that. And sometimes people, when they reply to my Twitter, they forget. I love PvP, like, and I've hit legend. That's not me flexing. I'm just saying, like, I feel like people like sometimes tweet me like I don't love GBL, and it winds me up. And I'm like, but guys, there's so many ways, creative ways that this billion-dollar company can introduce new moves and introduce new events. There's so many ways. Like, it doesn't have to be a new move is for a community day. And if we're looking at it specifically for a community day Pokemon, I don't care what anybody said, Swablu is fucking shit.
And what makes it worse is it was released during Safari Zone Dortmund in 2018. Well, it wasn't released, sorry. It was boosted during Safari Zone Dortmund in 2018.
But one thing we've got to balance this, and there are people that haven't got it in its shiny form yet.
No,
I'm not balancing it in anything other than that, by the way. Yeah, you know, yeah, there'll be something that haven't got its shiny form yet. And like you said, community days in the day when they were community days. Like, I've made peace with these shit choices now because they're not community days anymore. So in my head, community days would be me meeting up with you, Ian. You know, we'd have all met up by now if we were still doing normal stuff the last 14 or 13
months. Yeah, you spend the day together,
months.
Going around, chatting, catching. Yeah, yeah.
It hasn't been like that. And, you know, I know there's been pockets where we can do things like, but community days for me, we're like going down Milton Keynes, meeting up with 20 people, then meeting up with 50 people, then everyone walking around, everyone chatting and finding a great Pokemon. And I got that. I feel like they're kind of saving that for when normality comes back again. And you know what? I've made peace with these shit Pokemon because at the end of the day, it's just a grind. If you want to grind it,
yeah,
you know.
Mark, I hear what you're saying.
That's my opinion, but we're allowed an opinion.
No. Of course, everyone's allowed an opinion, but I just want to go back to your point and about saying some people don't have the shiny, like some people are new players. I get all that. But I don't have a second shiny fucking Rattata. So does that mean we next month do a Rattata community day?
Possibly.
But what I'm trying to say is it's not you, Mark, but it's everybody that says I haven't got a shiny or I'm new, I haven't got a shiny. But it doesn't matter, bro, because guess what? Me, that's played this game for nearly 5 years, there are hundreds of Chinese that I don't have the families of, but yeah. I'm not trying to say that yeah. they deserve a fucking community day. That it's not a good argument to be like, yeah, but I've played the game. I've spent, you know, my Pokedex has got 3,000 seen. I haven't got a first one. Yeah, but there's other mons in my decks that I've seen 3,000 yeah. and don't yeah. have a shiny, mm-hmm. but it doesn't mean they okay. should have a fucking community day. Like, it's not, it's people don't understand like where I'm coming from. It's a shit Pokemon for a community
oh,
day.
Shit.
And if we're going to...
Not every Pokemon deserves yeah, exactly. a community and, day. Absolutely.
And if,
yeah.
And if we're talking about a moveset, bruv, it already knows Dazzling Gleam. It already knows. And Moonblast gives the same fucking damage, but takes away 3 Dragon Breath. So, sorry, I'm on a rant. But if we're talking about the move is in a nutshell.
Well, the moves.
Yeah, the move doesn't work for the Mega. It doesn't work for the Mega for the raids. And it doesn't work for PvP.
It's a charge move, isn't it, Coop? It's like one bar, isn't it? It's a one bar.
Mate, it's the same as, it's literally the same as Dazzling Gleam cut off 3 Dragon Breaths. Like, we could go into the stats. It might be 5 Dragon Breaths.
10% chance of attack drop or something.
It's shit, bruv. Like, I'm sorry, like, and everybody that was tweeting me, like, going, yeah, but this, that, and the other, and I'm like, but you're not understanding where I'm coming from. I'm not talking about the move. I'm not talking about the Mega, which Ian said no one gives a shit about anyway. Like, no one's talking about that. I'm talking about a Pokemon day should be about a really special or a really interesting Pokemon, and Swablu is not it. And that's it. Sorry, I'm done. Agreed. I'm done.
Yep. I'm going to interject here and say...
Sue's clapping. Thank you, Sue. Can I be a lawyer? Can I be a good lawyer?
Get up in court.
Go on, Milo.
They've gone for this is that the Mega Altaria is a dual type of fairy and dragon. It fits the theme for the month of May, but it's crap. I was praying that it got charm, but it doesn't. It can't learn charm in the main series. I've checked. It doesn't learn it. And I looked and I saw all of these other moves that it could learn. And I was saying, right, if it doesn't get double fairy type moves, so it's useless as a fairy type Mega pretty much, and the dragon moves on it are pretty shit, so you're not going to use it anyway. So it's an irrelevant Mega for starters. Give Altaria something for PvP, at least then that half of the community can be happy. But they haven't done that even. It could have learned Earthquake. I didn't give it that.
Saying that, but but bro, Earthquake.
I obviously
would have
don't
been
know
OP.
Where I'm coming from.
No, bro. No, that's what everybody was saying.
Something.
It's, you know, Earthquake would have been, that would have been so OP, it would have been ridiculous. Sorry, yeah. Mark. I know
okay,
you said
gotcha.
You wanted to.
And you know what? To wrap this section up, I just want to say I'm so sorry for Niantic because they're trying so hard. They tweeted early today.
No, they're not.
With the standard tweet. Attention trainers, we're excited to announce May's community today will be Swablu.
I'm sorry, that's a Command C, Command V job.
No, but
anybody who's an Apple.
Yeah.
Can I just want to say this one thing.
Yeah.
The bonus is quarter hatch egg distance. 2020 November com days, we had 2, which were both quarter hatch egg distance, and Roselia was quarter hatch egg distance as well because they had the baby Pokemon. They could have put Togetic in as the comp day mon. Fairy type fits the theme. Quarter hatch egg distance for shiny Togetic. It would have been brilliant. Brand new shiny in the wild. People, it fits both the PvE and the PvP metas. Why did they not do that? Fucking idiots.
Yeah, but they do. They can't get the timer right. But they can't get the timer right for a bonus. So, you know,
they can. It goes on a cycle.
No. What I'm on about is they couldn't get a timer in the game right for a bonus that everyone worked towards. So the fact they put some thought into a community day, Milo.
Oh, yeah,
that's
okay.
Really
last week's. Yeah,
I gotcha. Yeah.
And Coops, you know,
yeah,
I totally
sorry
agree
that
with you,
I
mate.
Ranted, Mark. Sorry.
It was warranted. It really was.
No, but the thing, the point is. And I don't disagree with anything. I don't agree with it being good. It's a shit one. You know, I think for me, the only point I was making is I'm looking at this block of time for community days. They're not community days for me.
No,
so
I
my
agree.
Opinion
no,
is
yeah.
They're not community days. And I agree with you, Coops, by the way. I'm not going to keep saying that, but
you can
don't
do.
Have
it's
for
nice.
Me,
you can do.
they don't have for me the same purpose. For me, I don't give a fuck what the Pokemon is at the moment.
Yeah,
I'd rather it was a really good one when we're all together.
No,
that's what
I and me and like I said, like I think like Ian said at the start, I get more frustrated that I paid nearly £1,000 to go to fucking Dortmund when it was a featured one there. Like, this is the reason why I'm free to play. Like, at what point do we actually move things forward? Like I'm sorry, the Swablu Comday thing, it's just not tipped me over the edge. But I think it's a really interesting conversation. I kind of wish we had someone here that was really pro it, but had been playing the game for 5 years as well, because I would really love to hear where they're coming from. And like Ian, like I hear what you're saying, bruv, but how can you sit in an office that earned billions and billions each year and think that it's some sort of a semi-good idea? I would have preferred Bagon or Dratini 100 times over this, and they both had a community day, and we know how we feel as repeat community days, but I would have preferred that. I would have preferred that a million million times. Repeat. I would have, like, yeah. It's insane. It's just, oh, whatever. Sorry, I'm done. I've got no words on Swablu.com Day.
So I put a cheeky 10-minute poll out on Twitter during that.
Swablu community day. He's doing this quite regularly, isn't he, now? Like twice.
That lasted longer than Milo talking about Maze events. I was impressed with that. So anyway, 31% of people are happy with Swablu Community Day and 69% aren't. There we go.
31% of people are taking the piss.
Yes, they are. Right, anyway, so that is the good stuff over. I say that ironically.
In brackets.
Snap event. Any shiny Smeagol look yet?
None for me, mate. None for me.
No, I did my 15. I've got nothing today.
I had a really weird day, actually. A lot's happened for me. But, Mark, why are you grinning for? How many have you got?
I've done all right. I've done all right on day one. I've done all right. I've got two.
Two Smeagol?
Is it two?
Two. It's shine for me twice
two
today.
Two out of 15. Bloody hell, mate.
The sheep is loving you today.
Yeah.
Yeah, shiny sheep, Milo.
That's what shiny it is. But, Coops, you said you had a really weird day. What about
you? Tell us about your weird day.
Well, no, I had a weird day. I actually got one shiny Smeagol, which was dope. And then
congrats.
I got a shiny for a research task, and then I got a shiny from the research storyline. So I've got three today. But all
what was your research storyline?
No, you have to watch the vlog, mate. That's not a plug. I'm just saying you have to watch it.
I got shiny Skarmory.
No, don't tell. You're ruining it.
No, that's me.
Oh, you got as well.
Oh, I thought you meant for a research.
Oh, so Coops obviously got one shiny
Skarmory.
Did you mean for a research, bruv?
Yeah, through the research storyline.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'm not telling you mine.
Okay. Well, come on in. We can get ours. 4 days to go as of recording.
Yes, there's still time. But then again, if these guys are getting loads, we'll just get trades.
I don't trade shinies.
Mate, I logged on to my uni friends' accounts who don't play anymore and their trainer accounts. I logged on, did their snapshots, 5 accounts, no shiny.
Mad.
Well, I mean, the amount of people I've seen on Twitter, it's always the same.
A lot of people are getting them.
You find what you want to find, don't you? Like, you put out there, has anyone got it? If 3 people tweet back pictures, you go, well, everyone's getting them, aren't they? You know, it's obviously not the case.
I think we'll get it. Ian and I just had a slow start to the event.
I mean, I'm happy with the 15. You're 15, decent number.
When I saw that was announced, I was like, well done, guys. Well done, Niantic. Like, genuinely, because 15...
Like how they are, like, one after the other.
Yes, consecutive
like
is good as well. So they've done it well.
That's not what you said last week, Milo.
That was five, though.
I said five consecutive.
You said it was going to be unimaginative. You said it was going to be unimaginative giving you in a row.
No, we said about five, though. So we've got 15.
Yeah, well, five in a row. I said they do it unimaginatively like they do Com Day thing, but I don't know. Like,
we've got 15 in a row.
15 in a row. I like it. It's easy.
I do.
Actually, I didn't get 15 in a row. I got 14. There was a gap, and then I got 15.
I think if you load it too quickly, it doesn't like register it. I've had that a couple of times.
I wasn't, because I was screen recording each one, so I wasn't doing it too quickly.
Okay, right. Just got a buggy 15.
The game just doesn't like you.
We've got days. I mean, as you guys are listening to this, we will all know if we got one or not. So let's move this on. Some say Niantic interns always aim to offer the best support they possibly can to a troubled trainer. But when they offer that support, they forget what they were asked for in the first place. It's our favourite feature, Ask the Intern.
Ask the intern. I want to apologise. It is me again. And I tried my best to focus on the replies, but just the tweets that Niantic get are just so fucking funny. Here's my first one for today's Ask the Intern. And I thought the name was quite fitting. It is from Dear Whoever Is In Charge. And I thought that was funny because it's at Niantic.
I want to speak to the manager.
Yeah. Team Rocket, Ghost Sierra and Giovanni are too hard. The game is glitching. I attacked twice and it did not lower CP at all. Fix this bullshit or give me free revives.
Sorry, what?
That's passionate.
Niantic Sport. Sorry to hear about that, trainer. Please get back to us with your trainer nickname, associated email address, and a screen recording of the error. And I thought that was interesting because they never asked for screen recordings. We'll take a closer look. We hope to hear back from you soon. Thank you.
I love that they give the most detailed response to somebody who's just saying that I couldn't lower the CP in a rocket battle. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I thought the screen recording was a little bit weird because I thought, well, not if you're not a YouTuber, not many.
No, they're calling the bluff, aren't they? Yeah. Niantic are calling the trainer's bluff.
Not many people screen record. Anyway, number two, this one made me laugh because, again, sorry, I've got to focus on the...
Coops, what did you say on yours? Because obviously it was your text. Did you say, watch my PvP?
this one's from Milo. Can anyone at Niantic help explain why the Go Plus constantly ignores Pokemon and Pokestops on top of disconnecting within minutes? Now, this bit made me laugh. This should be a number one priority to fix. I thought, hold on a minute, number one priority? I'll say this is number 101. Anyway, it's been, it's been like this for years and we spend money on these products. And the Niantic was just funny. I don't know how to say his name, but I'm just going to say Koops. We'll explain this, Koops. They actually wrote that. The Pokemon Go Plus may disconnect if it's more than 30 feet away from your phone. That being said, I've shared more info via DM with your concern. Check it out and let us know if you have any questions. So I've got to say, for both of those tweets, the actual tweet and the reply are both as funny as each other.
Good picks. Very good picks, mate.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Nicely done. Well, our other fun feature, Ian, it's over to you for Shinies of the Week.
Shinies of the Week.
Do I need to do a do-do-do-do-do-do like you guys
do? Yeah, go on, please, please, please.
Okay,
no,
so...
No, 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 where's the doodaloo? We want the doodaloo.
I just did the doodaloo-doodaloo-doodaloo.
Here we go, and action.
Doodaloo-doodaloo-doodaloo.
That's the countdown thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a bit...
Yeah, but I sang it, we didn't play it.
Yeah.
So we do have a few Shinies of the Week, and Mark put a little note in the show notes here asking me to explain the feature. Well, hopefully, 10 weeks in, you should know this feature, but basically, if 12, you catch any Shinies or good high IV Pokemon during listening to this podcast, please post them on our Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag #IncensedPodcast, and we may give you a mention. So the first one today is... from Felix Brooks. 10 episodes, 10 instances. First shiny while listening. But Felix, what a shiny man. You got the shiny Trubbish.
Yay!
Nice.
Very nice indeed.
And congrats for listening to all episodes. We really appreciate that. That's awesome.
Okay, and the next one I think definitely deserves a shout out. And yeah, I'm going to embarrass one of our patrons here. Hermes Ninja. Just finished listening to this week's stellar episode of Incense Podcast. Nab not one, but two shiny Grimer.
Yes.
Nice.
Total vindication.
Come on, Lovely Sue. Work. Unmute yourself. Awesome come on. Stuff. Come Lovely on, work. Sue. Come on, say a little something.
I was
come
just
on.
Copying Milo. Back to back, shiny Grimer. Back to back.
Oh, they were back to back as
back
well.
Back
to back. Mad.
Nice
mad.
Work.
Spectacular.
Cracking.
King stuff, sir.
Cracking
All due
stuff.
To you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. And the last one that we're going to mention today, Christopher Austin. Thank you at Incense Podcast. Listening to the latest episode of the podcast, walking home from a crap day at work. Yeah, we know how that feels, man. And get
Apart
this while listening to hashtag Incense Podcast.
Sorry, I had to add that in. Sorry.
And Christopher Austin also got a shiny Trubbish.
Yes.
Lovely stuff.
Nicely done.
Good stuff, guys.
Fantastic,
there
shiny. Congrats.
The Shinies of the Week.
Amazing stuff. Well, another round is complete, and we've all hosted a hat trick of episodes now. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit that follow, subscribe button. We're on Apple, Google, Spotify, and many more podcast platforms out there. Ironically, we charted at 50th in the UK gaming podcast charts that we found out earlier today. So that was pretty exciting. So,
bloody thought.
Always nice to see that. Please also follow us on Twitter at Incense Podcast and Instagram as well to keep up to date with all the latest stuff. We're going to be thanking Brett even more for the addition to new tunes and jingles that you've probably heard as this is put together, or certainly in the near future. But now we'll get to the most important question as we wrap this episode up. Did anybody incense a shiny or get anything decent tonight?
I did not.
I did not.
No shiny, no hundo.
And Mark?
I got a hundo.
Did you fucking hell?
Are you being serious? Are you being serious?
I was doing the research doing please, it as you knew please, I was doing.
Please be
I
a fucklet. Please be a fucklet.
I got myself a second hundo Bunnelby.
No
oh,
way.
Oh, sweet. Congratulations.
Well done.
Well
done.
Well done.
Good job.
Hundo, well done. Podcast hundo.
Podcast hundo. Did any of our patrons get anything good? Anything?
It's a thumbs up, thumbs down.
We'll stay. But as we've always proven, if you listen back, that's when the magic happens.
I like that, Mark.
That's certainly what Koops and Milo say for their own fans.
Yeah. I do like that, though. I'm going to start using that, if that's all right. I like that.
Good. Well, guys, have we got anything to add before we wrap this one up? I can rely on you lot. You're flipping amazing. Right, thank you for tuning in to listen. Have a great week, and we will see you all in episode 13. Keep safe, everyone.